In the name of God, our Creator, Christ, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit who moves through us. Amen. Please be seated. I believe it was over the Christmas holidays that one of you all posted a video. It was a young woman. She was probably 16, 17, 18-ish. And for Christmas, she surprised her dad or her stepdad with the ask of adopting her. Now, I don't remember the exact specific of the video, but I do remember it involved the young woman with a poem for her stepdad. And I do remember that there was something in there that hinted that perhaps the stepdad had tried to tell the young woman that he would like to adopt her, but at some age, the young girl didn't accept it. And so there it was at Christmas, with a heartfelt family YouTube video. And the stepdaughter and dad both had tears streaming down their faces with a joy that could not be described. Tears that were washing away years of pain as the young woman asked her stepdad to be her real dad. Now, I don't know the backstory. I know nothing about these people. I just saw the video. But I wonder what that young woman had to give up to get her adoption. Did she have to give up her name? Yes. But what else might she have given up? Hope of the person that had been her father? Did she hope her biological father would one day return and have to say goodbye to that? Did she have to give in to new rules? Did she have to say no to other paternal family members? So I don't know her backstory, which means I don't know at all what this young lady had to give up. But I do know that in general, in my life, in order to follow something new or accept something new or to take on new identity for myself, I have to give up something. We are in a season of Lent, a season when we as people together get ready to reaffirm our baptismal vows. And like the early church, we focus on things that we need and things that we need to give up to say yes to God's call. For us, those things look like giving up chocolate or Netflix. But for the early church, the road was a little bit harder. Many of them had to give up professions. There's a whole list of occupations in the early church that you had to give up before being welcome into the baptismal vows. Pimps and prostitutes are sort of the easy ones. But there were also those who participated in making idols and artisans and actors and gladiators and charioteers and those that were employed by public games. You really couldn't work for the Roman government in any form and say yes to your baptismal vows, and you couldn't fight in the army. You had to give up many times your occupation in order to be Christian. Today's Genesis reading leaves out a whole chunk of things that have to be left out in order for Abraham to follow God. It appears from our reading today that Abraham just goes about his business following God's will, and he doesn't really have to do much to keep the covenant. But today's Genesis reading omits verses 8 through 15. And if we were to read verses 8 through 15, we would see how Abraham was expected, along with his people, to give up their foreskins to show that they could follow God. So the next time that you are tempted to cheat in your Lenten discipline, let that sink in for a second. You gave up chocolate or Netflix. It could be your job, or going to the theater ever again, or participating in some sort of male or female genital mutilation. We live in a world where we are taught that we can have anything, that we can be anything, that we can purchase anything, as long as we have the means and right to do so. So the idea that we could live for 40 days without chocolate is ludicrous. The idea that we would give up a job or income to become closer to God or family is even more ridiculous. The idea that we would say no to some sort of sex or new car or a bigger job opportunity or certain foods is looked upon as being absolutely alien. But yet we are in the season of Lent, the season when we do deny ourselves and sacrifice because we are trying desperately to worship the Prince of Peace, the Son of Man, our great teacher and healer, Jesus Christ. And in our scripture today, we hear these words from Jesus. If any one of you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake, for the sake of the gospel, will save it. As Christians, we are called more and more every day to reflect the values of God, the divine values, the Christ-like values, the values that reflect less and less of ourselves and our wants and our desires and our world and our human things, those things that Jesus says to Peter are causing him to be like Satan, and to more and more set our minds on divine things. Now, chocolate is at least one step in the right direction of that. It's not the whole deal, but it's close, and it helps us practice small things so that we may practice larger things. And during this Lent, we deny ourselves. We participate in this sort of self-sacrifice of simple things like chocolate and Netflix to remind us that at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what we want for ourselves, but what God wants for our lives. And a lot of times that means giving up of something that is important to us. Some of you all have heard me tell this story. I'm from Henry Nouwen's book, With Open Hands. And in the book, Henry tells of a story who's brought to a psychiatric hospital, and her hand is clenched. And every time someone tries to open up her hand, she swings it at them, desperately thinking that if they take what's in her hand, they take away a piece of her. So she protects and holds on to what's in her hand. Nouwen says it is as if she would lose her very selfhood if what was taken in her hand was gone. It's a small coin. It's what's in her hand. But prayer, he describes, is being able to unclench our fist and offering that which we hold so tightly fully to God. So my question for today for you is, on this Lenten road to Easter, what do you need to unclench from? What want or desire or need is causing your hand to remain clenched instead of being open to prayer? What do you need to let go of so that you might fully carry the cross of Christ? What is keeping you from opening yourself up to the gospel in your life and of those around you? We might ask the same for our community. What might we give up so that we might become a little bit more unclenched and more fully take on the gospel and take on the cross? What do we need to let go of so that our arms are more open, more welcoming, more accepting, more worshipful and prayerful? I think all of us have seen some powerful examples this week of what sacrifice looks like. I think about the young people from Parkland, Florida, who have given up their identity as children. I imagine they've given up other things, possibly the desire to finish at the top of their class or to make an A on a test or maybe to run their track mile faster, to lead a powerful revolution of peace. If we thought of us all, we could think of countless examples of people who have sacrificed so that God's kingdom on earth might come more fully into fruition. This week at Diocesan Convention, our chaplain led us in a study of Zacchaeus. You remember Zacchaeus, the wee little man, and a wee little man was he, climbed up on a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. Remember that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, that he had taken advantage of and exploited countless people, and through his exploitation and taking advantage, had become rich by the nature of his role, and he climbed up a tree one day to see Jesus, and Jesus called out to him to come down, for I'm coming to your house today, for I'm coming to your house today. But then, the part of that story that we don't hear in song is the part of the story where Zacchaeus does come down from the tree. And Zacchaeus realizes that in order to take up the cross with Jesus, in order to get to know Jesus better, in order to follow Jesus, Zacchaeus has to let go of the stuff in his hand. He has to let go of his coins. And he says to Jesus, I will give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone, I will pay them back four times as much. And then Jesus turns to Zacchaeus. And he doesn't call him tax collector or sinner or Zacchaeus or all the other things that people are referring to him as. Jesus says, today salvation has come to your house because you too are a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost. This is why we give up. This is why we sacrifice. This is why we do simple things like giving up chocolate and Netflix and bigger things like giving up money that we desperately hang on to. Because you and I, we want to be like Zacchaeus at Easter. We want to be remembered and reminded that through baptism we are God's adopted. That whatever names we put upon ourselves, Zacchaeus or sinners or tax collectors, that God renames us as God's adopted sons and daughters of Abraham, beloved, held free, grace-filled people that we truly are at the core of our being. I suppose we give up things because we, like the girl in that YouTube video, so desperately want to be renamed, so desperately want to accept our adoption and the love that is given to us. So take on your identity this Lent. Remember that you are adopted, that you are loved, and that you have a new name. For we all are the children of Abraham and God's beloved.